Dort jeder Zeit, wo ihr das Kessler für deinen Simons.
Good morning. Thank you very much, the Olam, for giving me the honor of giving a shit today, start the day a terrible way. I'm in the middle of a simcha and Baruch Hashem. It's mashal my simcha to be able to give a share. Baruch Hashem. I'd like to speak on a dvar halacha, an important, very interesting dvar halacha that comes out from this week's seder, chazal and up this week's seder. The Gemara tells us in four places in Shas, an incredible halacha. Mutav sheyaken odom lesech kifshon noesh vayalbim pnei chaver berabim. Rather than embarrass somebody, as we know the most terrible thing to embarrass somebody, rather than embarrass somebody, one should rather commit suicide, throw himself into a furnace of fire in order to die, rather than embarrass somebody. What comes out from this incredible halacha is that to save somebody else's embarrassment, which we know is bad, but we never really appreciated how bad it was, Chazal tell us that rather a person should commit suicide, should allow himself to be killed, rather than embarrass somebody. An incredible halacha. Yeah. The Gemara learns it out in four places, in Brochas, in Seita, in Bar Mitzvah, so there's four times in Shas this Gemara is brought, an incredible halacha, which really is very difficult to understand. And is this Gemara actually la halacha? Halacha la maisa, that a person should rather kill himself than embarrass somebody else. The Gemara learns out from this week's Seder, it was Kedem Matan Torah, but the Gemara seemingly learns out from this week's Seder, we know the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar became pregnant from Yehuda. Yehuda didn't realize it. And he thought she was Chayv Misa for being Mezana. She was a daughter of she was a Paskayan. And Yehuda Paskan and Bezdin that she's Chayv Misa for being Mezana. Vayeme Yehuda, Vayugad Yehuda Lema, Zonsa Tomo Kalasecha, Vagam Hine Yitharol Iznunim, your daughter who has been Mezana, she was a Shemaya Shiobim, however, we showed him explain it, that she deserved, Vayeme Yehuda Itzil, Bissi Sorek, for having been Mezana, she's Chayav Misa. In fact, it was Yehuda himself who was the father of the child, who had a relationship with her. He mutseis v'sholchel chomiyo lemor. She could have saved herself saying clearly, I'm not Chayav Misa, because it was actually Yehuda who was born alive. But she never said it. The Pasuk tells us she was on the way out to be burnt. She was chayav straight, but she was a Baskayan. He mutseis v'sholchel chomiyo. She sent a message to her father-in-law saying that her father-in-law Yehuda had left a pikogon with her. And she said, b'derech remez, without embarrassing him, le'ish asha'ile lo nechi horo. Those three piktonis which Yehuda had left with her, the chisemes, his signature, his psilim, and his mater, that's the person I was nivalo. And she said, please recognize it. And Yehuda said, sotko mimeni. But without Yehuda having said, sotko mimeni, she could have just alleged Barabim, it was Yehuda. She would have been potter. Chazal learned from the apostle, she was willing to allow herself to be burnt rather than embarrass Yehuda. An incredible halacha. And as I say, the Gemara says it four times in Shas. The problem is, this shot in the Pasuk, if we try to understand a little bit what's going on here, the Maril Diskin, Ibishorale Diskin, tries to understand a little bit what's going on here. At the end of the day, she did embarrass him. She sent those pigdonis, your chesemis, your signaling, your matzeh psilim, that was the man who was bolai. She was telling everybody, you know who did it? The person who owned the signatory. Everybody knows it's Yehuda. What's going on? How can it be that Chazal learned now that she would rather be mappel her service, her kishon eish, rather than embarrass him? She did embarrass him. She announced for Rabbim, so Maril Diskin says a beautiful chat. He said, no, she saved him embarrassment. She sent two shluchim. If you look in the post, it says, it's repeated twice. What's the repetition of Atoyme? And Rabbi Shlomo Diskin explains that she sent two shluchim. She sent one a message with one shliach. This the message. Barabin. The person who I had his piktonis, she didn't show the piktonis to anybody. She just sent a message with one shliach saying to Yehuda that the man who owns this chesemesh that I have in my pocket, she didn't show whose it was. That's the person who I was mezana with. Then she sent another shliach, and each shliach didn't know about the other one. V'atoymen, she sent another shliach, and she sent privately the chesemes to Yehuda. The second shliach didn't know about the message of the first shliach. And she said a private message, please recognize it. But the first shliach didn't know who they were because she never saw the second shliach, and the second shliach didn't know about the first shliach. Maybe it saved embarrassment. And that's the way that that Thomas saved herself. But otherwise she would never have embarrassed Yehuda Barabim. I was just thinking this morning, we still don't understand what's going on here. Because at the end of the day, she got Yehuda to embarrass himself. Yehuda had to admit, Vayake Yehuda Vayomet Sodkomi Meni. At the end of the day, she did cause Yehuda to be embarrassed. She sent a message and she pleaded with him, please recognize the Mata and the Psilim. She taka caused him embarrassment. If Chazal wanted to say Mutu Shayapalom Mosek Kishreish, she shouldn't even ask Yehuda to be Moido. She caused him embarrassment that he went and she asked him, she pleaded, please own up and admit to save my life. How can Chazal say that Mutzuf Sheyapam Sheyapam, she was Malbin, she caused him to be Malbin Plechver. I think Pshat in Chazal is, I think it's very poshut. The Gemara tells us at the end of the fifth parak of Sanhedrin, Eina doime mispayish ma'atzmoy le mispayish me'acherim. Real true embarrassment is when other people embarrass you, Barabim. For a person to admit his own mistakes is nowhere near as bad and is not a proper embarrassment. The Gemara tells us by Dine Nefoshes, a best in who sit by Dine Nefoshes, they have to wait till they give a psak because somebody's going to get killed. And they have to say after the psak, we need to think about it. Who says it? The Av Bezdin is the one who stands up Barabim and he says, Zkan Dino, we need to think about it. We cannot pass them straight away. Furthermore, why should the oldest of the Bezdin say it's embarrassing for Bezdin to admit in public that that they have to wait, they can't come to a clear psak? Let the junior Dayan say Skandina. Why should the Av Bezdin say Skandina? Says the Gemara, because Eina Doimer Mispayish Ma'atun and Mispayish Ma'achim. Rather than have the junior dying in admitting Barabim that the Av Bezdin cannot come to a psak, let the Av Bezdin. So I think that's what's going on here. Toma would never have embarrassed Yehuda, say that it was Yehuda who was born there. The way to get about it was to get Yehuda to admit of his own himself, and there was no embarrassment, and that's the way she saved herself. But otherwise, she would be Maples of the Sheikh Kishonoish. What comes out is an incredible halacha. Leshamanu azay. A halacha lemaisa. As mutu sheyapel odom shekishrim avdechon. It's a gemor kipshutoi. Does it more literally mean that a person is Yahorig Va'al Yabur? That rather than embarrass somebody, we know embarrassing somebody is terrible, but you actually have to be Mapil Asim, a person who would rather commit suicide than allow himself to be killed. Some Mishonim clearly learned that the Gemara is Lav Dafka. The Meiri, in a couple of those places in the Gemara, says, the Loshen Dech Sachus Omun Noyach Leilo Odom. The Gemara is not Kipshutoi. The Gemara never meant that a person should allow himself to be killed rather than embarrassed. Everybody knows that allow yourself to be killed, only the Gimel Averis Chamuris, Avodazora, Gilui Arroyis, and Shrich Estomim, when it comes to idol worship, or Gilui Arroyis, Shrich Estomim, that's where you say that a person should allow himself to be killed. But to embarrass somebody, however bad it is to embarrass somebody, but nobody in their wildest dreams would say that a person should rather allow himself to be killed. And the Miri says it's Der Tzachos, but of course it doesn't mean Kipshutoi. The mice of Yehuda and Toma was created in Matan Torah, whatever, it was only a Derech Remez. Maybe she had Yehuda not admitted Barabim, she would have said it clearly. But says in Meiri, the Gemara doesn't mean Kipshutoi. However, the Prichodosh, one of the early poskim, brings a halacha lemaisa. He has a sefer in the Rambam, Ma'im Chaim al Rambam, where he paskins halacha lemaisa. That a person, rather than embarrassing somebody else, should rather be, allow himself to be killed rather than embarrassing somebody else. The Rosh and the Rif both bring down this Gemara. Clearly, they seem to say it's halacha lemaisa. There is a tshuva of the Binyan Tzion, the Heilige Binyan Tzion, the Oruch Lener. the Ochne. He wrote Tshuvas called Binyan Siyon. He has two Tshuvas there. And the Tshuvas Binyan Siyon says Halacha Lemaisa. He proves to the Rishonim that it is Halacha Lemaisa. It's absolutely la halacha when the Gemara says mutuf shayapel od mashiach kifshim alam the Gemara is a chi of gomu. It's not only avodah zarah gilui alos and shlichas domim that you heard about Yavah. There's a fourth one as well, and it's called embarrassing somebody. A person should rather allow himself to be killed rather than babi pnei chaveri b'rabim. Where does he get it from? He brings to Rishonim. First, he brings a Tosfos in Sotah. Tosfos in Sotah on that Gemara. When the Gemara says Mutu Shiyapilodom Tzirkif Shoresh, Tosfos asks a kasha. How can it be that a person should allow himself to be killed? It means that Dinei Yehoreg Va'al Yavor. A person should rather allow himself to be killed rather than embarrass somebody else. But we know there's only three cardinal sins: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aleis, and Shvichas Domim. There's only three sins: Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aleis, and Shvichas Domim. In fact, Tosfos asks a kasha. It should come out this four sins. And for Tosfos, it's Tako, Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor. We only know three cardinal sins. When Chazal speak about the three cardinal sins, they're talking about the ones that are mefurish in the Pasuk. Chazal learned that from Pesukim and Pashas Kiseitze, B'chol Nafshecho, B'chol Meidecho, that Avodah Zarah, you should give up your life rather than serve Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Domim, those are mefurish. The fourth one is Chayev Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor, but it's not mefurish in the Pasuk, therefore it's not counted amongst the three cardinal sins. But it's clear from Tosfos that there's a Chiv Gomu of Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor.
How could be a dayan, he was the Gev Dova.
Okay, that's a separate question. I hear the question. Yeah, but as I say in Tosfos, but the halacha is not eish kahal. You look in Shulchan Aruch, you're there, Simon Kuchman Zayin. We all have to learn those halachas. The halachas of Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor, when the person is mechuyav to be meisa nefesh, it's only brought down by Yizor Gil Aresh and Shlichas Domim. It's not brought down this fourth one. So lechora we don't paskin like this. Tosfos, however, comes the Binyan Siyon and he says no. We most certainly do paskin Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor on Mad Nechavim. How does he explain it? He brings Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda in Shai Tshuva. As we know, Rabbeinu Yehuda is a sefer Shai Tshuva. And he goes through all these surim. And he talks about the issa of embarrassing somebody, habonas ponim. And Rabbeinu Yehuda says it's included in Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor. Rabbeinu Yehuda in Shai Tshuva again says clearly, it's Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor of the issa of being malbnei chaver b'rabim. Later on, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, he explained to us what you just mentioned. He says an incredible vault, and the Binyan Siyon brings it down. We only know of three Avodas Chamuros. He says an incredible vault. He says, you know what it is? You know what this is of embarrassing somebody? It's equivalent to murder. It is Shvichas Domim. He brings the Gemara in Bob Metzir. The Gemara says in Bob Metzir, Daf Nun Chesam and Beis. Hamalbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim Ki'ilu Shvichas Domim. Somebody who embarrasses somebody in public is as though he mamash murdered him. The Gemara says, why? You murder somebody? You murder somebody when you embarrass them? The chazinole de ozel sumke b'osichivo. His blood, his face was red, he's got a color of the blood, a nice color on his face. You embarrass him, his face goes white. Shvichas domin. What does it mean that it's a murder? Kilu Abinye, the Gemara is telling us, murder means you remove it, you pour his blood. You embarrass somebody, his blood drains from his face and he goes white. The Gemara says, kilu shvichas domin. Says the Binyan Siyon, Rabbeinu Yehuda holds it's Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor because of Shvichas Domim. What's going on? I mean, nobody's going to say it's murder here. Murder is you take a gun and you kill someone. You put a Teretz is. I think Binyan Siyon explains it when we know Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroes, and Shvichas Domim is Yehoreg Va'al-Yavor. Avodah Zarah does not mean specifically dafka serving idols where there's a chiyuv misa. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the way the Rambam learns, Avodah Zarah includes anything which is the abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. Even if there's no chiyuv misa, we know there's a whole mesechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of them are chiyuv misa, others are avak Avodah Zarah. It's not mamash Avodah Zarah, but it's included in Avodah Zarah. It may not be a chiyuv misa, but anything that's included in the category of Avodah Zarah, even if it's not chiyuv misa, It's a cardinal sin of Yehovah Yahweh. Gilgamesh comes to Rambam and has ever gepassen Shulchan Aruch as a mishrapim ba'atse asheyo. A person is ill and he wants to use atse of an era nidachas in order to be merap himself. He's not allowed to even to save his life. It may be there's no chiyuv misa, but it's included under the category of avodah zarah. A bizrayud avodah zarah is also Yehovah Yahweh. Gilgamesh is the same story. The Gemara at the end of Ben Sermoy appears to suggest that when it says Gilaos, you should rather kill yourself than be over the inside Gilaos, doesn't necessarily mean the actual mice of Gilaos is not Chiyuv Misa. Even when it's only a me'en of Gilaos, the Gemara gives a mashal there. The Isha Aruma, he just wants to speak to her, but he's not going to do the actual Maisa. There's still a concept of Yehovah Yahweh. Anything which comes under the category of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Aroes is Yehovah Yahweh. That is Pratun Abeinu Yena. Shvichas Tomim is the same story. Shvichas Tomim is Yehovah Yahweh. It doesn't mean actual murder where you chayav Misa, where you get a capital punishment for murder. Anything included in the concept under the category of Shvichas Tomim is Yehovah Yahweh. A person embarrasses somebody, there may not be a cardinal sin of Chiyuv Misa. Nobody says he's Chayv Chenek for having embarrassed somebody. But it comes under the category of Shvichas Tomim. At the end of the day, his blood has drained from his face. It comes under the category of Shvichas Tomim. It's not the cardinal sin of Chiyuv Misa. But nevertheless, it comes under the Avera of Shvichas Tomim. Zot Rabbeinu Yonah, Memel is included in Avodah Zarah Gilui Shvichas Tomim. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's poshut, the way the Binyan Siyan learns Pratun Rabbeinu Yonah, that Avad is Yehovah Yahweh. I toast this as the kasha. There's only three Averis, there aren't four Averis. The answer is Poshna Kuntra Abeinu Yonah. It's included in Shvichas Tomim. There aren't four Averis. Avodah Zarah Gilaos and Shvichas Tomim. Malbin Pnei Chaverik Barabim comes under the category of Shvichas Tomim. There's only three cardinal sins, but included in them are each of those cardinal sins and the Abis Rayu, included in Shvichas Tomim will be Malbe Plecha Bebarim, is Yehovah Yahweh Zezok Bin Sin, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. And he passed by the Halach Lamaisa, the Ramah in Simon Kufnun Zayin, going back to Simon Kufnun Zayin Yodeh, Paskins like the Rishonim, who say that Avodah Zarah B'chol Abis Rayu, Gilui Aroes B'chol Abis Rayu, and then Shvichas Tomim B'chol Abis Rayu, as we state in Ramah. And I mean, it's quite right to say that halacha lemaisa, anything, just as Avodah Zarah and Gilui Aroes, anything under that category of Yehovah Yahweh, who are then anything under the category of Shvichas Tomim, even if it's not actual Chiyuv Misa, will be then Yehovah Yahweh. Including that can very well be like Rabbeinu Yonah says, including that is Malbim Pnei Chaveh Rabim, incredible halacha, Yehoreg V'al Yahweh. And as they passed it, as I said, the Prichodosh in the Sefer, and the Binyan Siyan Paskins halacha lemaisa Yehoreg V'al Yahweh. An incredible halacha, Azoikum Tois. They bring the story of the Sefer Amudei Esh, the life story of Yehoshua Diskin in Yerushalayim. They bring there an incredible story of Yehoshua Diskin. He every Motzei Shabbos used to give a shiur on the parsha. A chevur balabatim used to come and learn with him on the table, and they used to learn the parsha half an hour, whatever it was. The Shabbos of the shiur used to give out tea. That's a story. They used to give out tea to all the mishnatim of the shiur. And Rabbi Shualeb also used to have a cup of tea. Rabbi Shualeb was an ill man, and the story says that he had to have sugar in his tea. He needed a lot of sugar. Not only needed sugar, he needed a lot of sugar. Whether it was half a cup of sugar, a third of a cup of tea was sugar, it had to be full of sugar. That Motzei Shabbos, by mistake, the Shabbos, instead of putting in 6 teaspoonfuls of sugar, he put in 6 teaspoonfuls of salt. Nobody chapped it. The Tamidim, they were all sitting around the table, and he started drinking. No, but they didn't know what was going on, and he started drinking the cup. The Rebbetzin in the kitchen suddenly realized that the Shamans had put in too much, had put salt, she ran in and shouted, "Rebbe, Rebbe, please, salt!" And maybe she saved his life. He stopped drinking, whatever it was. The Rebbetzin asked, afterwards, her husband, "How come you drank it?" He said, "What?" He said, "I shouldn't drink it. Malbin pnei chaver b'rabin is mutuf sheyapel odom l'sechkif shonoesh v'aliyopam pnei chaver b'rabin." The simple reading of the Shalei Diskin, then it was mamish pikuach nefesh, but the simple reading of this story of Shalei Diskin was he was willing not to embarrass the Shamas for putting in so much salt. He was willing to drink it. Maybe chash pikuach nefesh, he shouldn't have drank it. Yet, kipshutoi, Rabbi Shualeb Diskin gehalten halacha lemaisa, yesh lodon, it's a story in a sefer, as muta sheyapel odom shekishen, rather than be malbim pnei chaver b'rabim. Ba'azoy kum tes lahalacha, lefi lebinyan siyan, prichodosh, and possibly the Shalei Disk. Comes out of the halacha that Tosfos, as I say, Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah, or both say it's a chiyuv gomor. Tosfos learns it's dalad averus. That clearly we don't pass like Tosfos, because in Shulchan Aruch you only find three averus. But the few Rabbeinu Yonah learns it's definitely owed by Yavar, and it's definitely la halachi owed by Yavar. And although the three averus are brought down, only three averus are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah says hu v'chola bizrayu, and there's a strong argument to say, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that's included in Shvichas Domim is Marbin Pnei Chaver V'Rabin. And just as, again, just as Avodah Zorah and Gira Aruah say hein v'chola bizrayu, Shvichas Domim is well hein v'chola bizrayu. Rabbi Yisrael, I have two kashas on the Binyan Sin and Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah says it's included in Shvichas Domim. There's three cardinal sins: Avodah Zorah, Gil Aruah, Shvichas Domim. Those are Yehoreg Vayavar. How do we know the Yehoreg Vayavar? Avodah Zorah, we know it's a pasuk we say three times a day. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol b'chol nafshecha b'chol meidecha. Afilu netles nafshecha. A person should rather give up his life rather than be with Avodah Zorah. From there, Chazal learns from the pasuk that Avodah Zorah is Yehoreg Vayavar. Although normally v'chay bohem, a person should be over every iss in the Torah to save his life, but Avodah Zorah is an exception. We learn out from b'chol nafshecha. That's for hafta. That's Avodah Zorah. Gilei Aruah, where's Gilei Aruah learned out from? Normally you're allowed to be over and about to save your life. Chazal learned out from a pasuk. If Psochim, Sanhedrin, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, a hekish, a pasuk in Pashas Kiseitse, that Gilei Aruah is your own value. Rabbi Yisrael, Shvichas Domim is a cardinal sin. Where did Chazal learn out from? There's no pasuk for Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim, the Gemara says, is a svara. It's logical, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm allowed to be over every aver to save my life. I'm allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save my life, to save somebody else's life. Because the pasuk says v'chai bohem. Somebody comes and says to me, if you don't kill so-and-so, if you don't kill Reuben, I'll kill you. So the argument is, well, to save my life, I should be allowed to kill him. Say Chazal, no. Because avad you kill him, you should kill him to save your life. But what are you going to do? You're going to save your life, but his life is going to be lost. One second, Rabbi Yisrael. The svara is I should be allowed to kill somebody to save my life. It works with svaras. I should be allowed to kill somebody to save my life. Because I can be mechal Shabbos to save my life. I can eat in Yom Kippur to save my life. I should, if somebody says to me, kill him or I'll kill you, I can kill him to save my life. Say Chazal, no. Because a life is going to be lost anyway. His life is going to be lost. If his life was less important than yours, then you're right. Kill him to save your life. But maybe his life is more important than yours. And a life is going to be lost anyway. Say Chazal, my choses, the doma didoch sumak tvei, dilma doma de chavrei sumak tvei. How do you know that your blood is redder, that you're worth more than him, and therefore you can kill him to save your life? Maybe his blood is redder than yours. We don't know. And therefore it's a swear you cannot kill him. So again, although you can be Mechal Shabbos to save your life, although you can be Yom Kippur to save your life, but you cannot kill, not from a posuk, it's a swear. We don't know whose blood is redder. It may be your blood is redder, and therefore to save your life you can kill him. But maybe his blood is redder, it's a sophic. We don't know. And therefore Chazal say, we don't know what to do. You sit back and you cannot go out and take a gun and kill him because we have the sophic whose blood is redder. And in Mele, you have to allow yourself to be killed. What comes out from the Gemara is that Shvichas Domim is not a pasuk, it's logic. It's logical that you cannot kill to save your life because possibly his blood is redder than yours. Now, Beisai, that's all very well if it's a question of killing against you killing. Killing him or killing you, you say rather let yourself be killed than killing him because a life is going to be lost. But it's very difficult to argue that when it's a question of embarrassing somebody, he's going to live. He's going to live. Problem is, he's going to go through 10 minutes of Gehenna by being embarrassed. Or, I lose my life. Very hard to argue that maybe his 10 minutes of embarrassment is worth more than my life. It's a question of losing his life or my life. I've got to lose my life. He's more important than me. He may be more important than me. Oh, but 10 minutes of embarrassment, however bad it is to embarrass somebody, but it's very difficult to say that his 10 minutes of embarrassment is worth more than my life. And if the Gemara, even if we're going to say that Avodah Zarah is a cardinal sin and Abizrayud Avodah Zarah, and Gilui Aloyes is a cardinal sin and Abizrayud the Gilui Aloyes, because that's all Gzeis HaKosovs. Those are what we call in English cardinal sins. They're chomor, they're terrible Avodahs. A person should rather give up his life. But Shlichus Domim simply works on logic. It works on logic. Whose blood is reddest? If it's a question of who should die, so you let yourself die rather than kill somebody. But if it's a question whether I should die or he should go through embarrassment, however bad embarrassment is, or but it's difficult to say that I should rather lose my life. It's not a cardinal sin to embarrass Shlichus Domim. It's only because it's a logic. Who's rather? When it comes to embarrassing him, it's very hard to say that Shlichus Domim v'chola b'zrayu. Shlichus Domim is a question of who loses a life. Or if it's Abizrayu the Shlichus Domim, he's going to be embarrassed. I'm going to lose my life. Very hard, and there's no possibility, it's only logic. Very hard to say I should rather lose my life than embarrass him.
It could be a lifelong embarrassment.
What?
It could be a lifelong embarrassment.
It doesn't, not always.
In that case,
but Chazal said Becholoifen. Becholoifen.
Even a 5 minute.
Very hard to argue. How can you argue that you should rather lose your life than his 5 minutes of marriage? It's terrible to embarrass him. Oh, but it's very hard to argue the swirl of my choses to domo dinav samakvi. That's one kasha. I have a second kasha. Tosfos says, shlichus domim, real murder. You should rather lose your life than murder somebody else. If a guy comes to you and says, kill him or I'll kill you, rather than you take out a pistol and kill him, you should allow yourself to be killed. Okay. Says Tosfos, why? Because we don't know whose blood is redder, who's more important. You don't do it, it's a sophic, you don't know. So what do? You sit back. You don't become, whenever you have a sophic, you sit back. You don't take out the revolver and shoot him. You sit back, and if he's going to kill you, he's going to kill you. What happens if a guy comes to you, and he's going to use you to ram a child? He says, just sit there, and I'm going to take you, and ram you, chas v'chon, it's on a child, and kill that child. Or you can get out of it by killing yourself. Here, what do? You don't know who's more important. Is a child more important or you more important? What do? You sit back. You're not going to do anything to kill him. You just sit back. Because it's a sophic. Normally a sophic means you let yourself die. Because if you don't take out the revolver and you sit back, he's going to kill you. But here, if you sit back, that's what you should do. Sit back. Then he's going to take hold of you, use you as a ramming stick, and kill the child. Says Tosis, it's only a sophic. The reason why Shlichus Domim is over by Yahweh, but we don't know. We don't know who's more important. What do? You sit back. Generally, sitting back means you're going to lose your life. But if sitting back means Yen is going to be killed, so later. We don't know. You don't know who's redder than who. Sit back. And if sit back means you should Yen will be killed, then Yen will be killed. Because maybe your blood is redder than his. But you say this, sit back, don't do anything. Now, basically, I have a kasha. Tomar sat back. She would have sat back. She would have been killed. That's fine. Rather than go out and embarrass Yehuda, she would sat back and she would have been killed. But Chazal nafim Tomar mutiv sheyapil odom l'sech kifshon noish val yal ben pnei chaveri b'ram. What does it mean, yapil atzma l'sech kifshon noish? Rather than embarrass somebody, you should physically go and throw yourself into a furnace. What do you mean? If you got an option, if you keep still, Yen is going to be embarrassed. Let's imagine the cup of tea Rabbi Shmuel Diskin had on his table Motzei Shabbos. He had a cup of tea. If he doesn't drink it, the Shabbos will be embarrassed. If he goes ahead and drinks it, he's going to die. Which one should he do? The halach is Sheval Tase. Sheval Tase means Yen will be embarrassed. You don't go out and embarrass somebody. You sit back. But generally sit back means, by Shlichus Domim, you'll be killed. But sometimes sitting back means, yeah, I will be killed, but you always sit back. So, by Shlichus Domim, you always sit back. Says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, if sitting back means, yeah, I will be killed, we don't know who's red or not. So you sit back. And if it means, yeah, I will be killed, I'll be killed. Rabbi Shmuel Leib should not become Rasei, have taken the cup of tea and drunk it. Once he tasted there was salt in the cup of tea, I don't know, should I die or should he die? Should he be embarrassed or should I die? Leave it on the table, we don't know. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel Leib's blood was more important than the blood of the Shammas.
The Sheval Tase is almost a positive action of causing embarrassment, though.
Very difficult to argue. Sheval, Sheval Tas and Chazal. No. Sheval Tas always means, don't do any physical mitzvah. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but to my mind, Sheval Tas means don't do anything. Leave the cup of tea. You leave it, don't take a second cup to save your blood test, don't do anything. And if they're going to chap, it's because it was too much salt, Zozan, maybe my blood is worth more than his. Chazal tell us, I don't understand. Rabbi Yonah says it's because it's Abizrai de Shlichas Tomim. Abizrai de Shlichas Tomim, says Toisvus, means we don't know who's ready. Sit back. And if by sitting back, Yonah will die, Yonah will die. If by sitting back, he won't die, you'll die, whatever it is. Oh, but nobody's going to tell you to throw yourself into a Kivshon Noesh. What's for Rabbi Yonah? There's no Makor that in Shlichas Tomim you have to physically go and do a Maisa. It's a Sofik. My choses, whose blood is redder, we don't know. You sit back. Oh, but to go and take a pistol and kill yourself, nobody's going to say you have to kill yourself to stop somebody else being killed. To take a rifle, a revolver and kill yourself, it's a Sheval Tasa. Yet Chazal said, Mutuf Sheyapil Odom. How can they learn that from Tomo? The way Rabbi Yehuda learns, it's Abizrai de Shlichas Tomim. You know more than to sit back, but you zecher can't expect a person to kill himself to drink a cup of tea with salt inside. Yet Rabbi Yehuda says built on Shlichas Tomim, and Shlichas Tomim, the halacha is not like that. As Tosa says, if it means by sitting back, the child will be killed, so zayim, because maybe your blood is redder than his. Yeah.
To yapil, it should cause
it.
It should throw herself. It should cause himself.
I hear the simple yapil atzma. The steam is halosh. Okay. The other problem is, as I said, that there's no spot my choses the domo dinoch where he's going to be embarrassed and you're going to lose your life. That's a problem. But I think the teretz is poshut. There is an incredible Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchos Yisoda Torah Perikei Halachei. The Rambam talks about shvichas dom yehovah val yavoh. If a guy comes to you and says, either you kill him or we'll kill you, you have to sit back and allow yourself to be killed. How do you know whose blood is redder? Rather than kill him, maybe his blood is redder. Allow yourself to be killed. The Rambam brings another moshul. It's built on Yerushalmi. Im omu lohem goyim. There's a group of Yidden. 5 Yidden. And the goyim say to those 5 Yidden, Tunu lonu echod mikem v'nahagenu. Amongst you 5, I want you 5 to give up one of you and we'll kill him. Vimlav, and if you don't give up anybody, naru kulchem. It's a shver amam, it's a Yerushalmi, machlokes in Yerushalmi. I don't want to go into it. But let's just talk about the principle of it. A goy says to 5 people, either you give up one of your people and we'll kill him, and if you don't, we'll kill all 5 of you. Says Rambam, they're not allowed to give somebody else up. They're not allowed to choose somebody and give him up. They should allow all themselves to be killed. Yehoreg v'al yavo. Rather than take Reuven, go Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Rather than take Reuven and give him up to be killed, which is shlichas domim, they should allow themselves to be killed. Yehoreg v'al yavo. As it states in Rambam, Yehagu kulam v'ali mosu lohem nefesh achas misho. As it states in Rambam, the Rambam is a pillar. You're right. You're hurrying. Allow yourself to be killed rather than kill somebody. But why is it you allow yourself to be killed rather than kill somebody? Because of a svara, like we said. If it's a child of Reuven dying or Shimon dying, we don't know whose blood is redder. But Rabbis, I hear all 5 are going to be killed. Or they've got option. Only one of those 5 be killed. I think logic clearly dictates a kesef mishnah asakasha. Logic clearly dictates that one person out of 5 dying is less red than all 5 dying. If the choice was not Reuven, either Reuven dies, or Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, 1 against 5, maybe that one person is greater than the other 5. But if that one person is amongst the 5, then surely that one person dying is clearly less red than all 5 of them. The 5 is the sum total of the 1 plus 4 others. Clearly the svara does not apply. The Gemara says the only reason why you say rather die than kill is because maybe his blood is redder than yours. Or but here, Reuven's blood is clearly less red than Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. What's that Miram? The Kesef Mishnah, the Kasha, a bomba Kasha. It's an incredible Kasha. Here you've got a clear case where you know clearly whose blood is redder. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar is zichar more redder than Reuven by himself, yet you still say Yehoreg v'al yavo, let them be killed rather than give him over. It's a perfect, the Kesef Mishnah. I don't understand. Here the logic doesn't apply. Comes a Tshuva's Chemda Shleim, an important Tshuva, and he says a beautiful Teretz. He says an incredible Teretz. He says, as we mentioned before, that Gimel, there's three cardinal sins. Avodah Zorah is learnt out from a posuk. Gilui Arayos is learnt out from a posuk. B'chol Nafshecha Meidecha, Gilui is a posuk. Why? Because those are Avodah Chamuris. Serving Avodah Zorah, Gilui are cardinal sins. Avodah Chamuris Yehud Vayyabu. Shvichas Domin is not a cardinal sin. It's just we don't know who's planted Israel. That's Ishtet. Where do we learn out Gilui Arayos? Avodah Zorah we learn out B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Meidecha. Where do we learn out Gilui Arayos from? It's a posuk in Pashas Kisei talking about Nara Marosa. And Nara Marosa Machmonu who's Mezana gets me some. And the pasuk says, "Ki kasha." Can't remember the pasuk. Maybe you know it. Ki kasha yokum ish al reiyu lahogoy kein adobo hazel. Just as a person who murders is chayv misa, so gilui arayos is chayv misa. The Gemara compares gilui arayos to shviches domim. Says Gemara, just as shviches domim is yehud val yavoy. Why? Because of a logic. We don't know whose blood is redder. So gilui arayos is also. The Gemara says Gilui Arayos is Gzeis Hakosuf Mehekish from Shviches Domim. Shviches Domim we've explained is a Svara, but Gilui Arayos is a Gzeis Hakosuf. There's no Svara in Gilui Arayos, but it's a Gzeis Hakosuf that Gilui Arayos is one of the cardinal sins. Okay, but it comes out that Gilui Arayos is learnt out from Shviches Domim, that it's an Avera Chamura, which is Yehovah Yav. Although Chilul Shabbos, eating on Yom Kippur, you'd rather do that and save your life. But Gilui Arayos Avera Chamura. Says the Chemda Shleim, and you find this different other places in Shas. We have a Hekish from Shviches Domim to Gilui Arayos. This is Shviches Domim Yehovah Yav because of a Svara. So Gilui Arayos is also Yehovah Yav, but it's exactly the cause of Gilui Arayos. Now you learn the Hekish back to Shviches Domim. Just as Gilui Arayos is Yehovah Yavor, it's a Gzeis HaKosuv, it's a Avera Chamura, it's much worse in Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You rather die than Gilui Arayos. So now you learn the Hekish back to Shviches Domim. At Shviches Domim, just as Gilui Arayos is an Avera Chamura, which is worse in Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's Yehovah Yavor, then Shviches Domim murder, besides the logic, has now become an Avera Chamura like Gilui Arayos. It's a Gzeis HaKosuv, the Hekish works in both directions. There's a few other places in Shas that you learn once the Hekish tells you Gilui Arayos is Avera Chamura, then you can learn, although it starts with Shviches Domim, which is logic, but then after you learn after Gilui Arayos, you learn it back to Shviches Domim, and Shviches Domim now besides it started with logic, but ends up with the Gzeis HaKosuv. Now just as Avodah Zorah is Avera Chamura, strict in Shabbos Yom Kippur, and Gilui Arayos is strict in Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shviches Domim, besides the Svara, that we don't know whose blood is redder, becomes an Avera Chamura. And therefore, if I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, why is Shviches Domim Yehovah Val Yavor, is not simply because of the Svara, we don't know whose blood is red, it's a Sofik. It's a Vadai Din. It's like Gilui Arayos, it becomes an Avera Chamura. It becomes an Avera Chamura that it's Yehovah Val Yavor, not because of Sofik. Even if my blood is redder than his, it doesn't matter. Murder, to take a gun and kill somebody, to kill a child, whatever it is an Avera Chamura, even if the logic does not apply anymore. It becomes an Avera Chamura. It's three cardinal sins. Shviches Domim becomes an Avera Chamura. Rabbi said, that's Pratim Rambam. If the Goyim said to five people, give up one of you or you'll all be killed, it's true. Mitzad the logic, you should rather give him up. His blood is less red than the sum total of all five people together. But it doesn't matter. Giving him up is Shviches Domim. It's murder. Shviches Domim is a cardinal sin, Yehovah Yavah, irrelevant that the logic doesn't apply. That's a halachah lemaisa in the Rambam. Rabbi said, that's better than Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina says that when it comes to embarrassing somebody, you should rather let yourself be killed rather than embarrass somebody. You should rather go and kill yourself physically. But kumra say, go and kill yourself rather than embarrass somebody. The way the Binyan Siyah and then the Prichodis halachah lemaisa, either Svara doesn't apply. Clearly, my blood is redder. I should rather live than his embarrassment. It's true that embarrassment is terrible. And it's abizrayu de shvichas domim. But as far as the color of blood is concerned, who's more choshev? It's more important that I stay alive than his embarrassment. It's true that Svara doesn't apply. But it doesn't matter. It's exactly like Gilui Arayos. Just as Gilui Arayos is a cardinal sin, the chol abizrayu of Gilui Arayos. So who I think shvichas domim is an avera chamura, even when the Svara doesn't apply, chol abizrayu. Anything with Abizrael Shviches Domim is Yehovah Val Yavor, even though the Svara doesn't apply. Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim says opinion Sion is Abizrael Shviches Domim. The Svara may not apply, and it may be according to Svara you shouldn't physically throw yourself into a Kishon Noesh, but now that it's an Aver Chamur, rather than go B'Kum Ma'asei and be over the Aver Shviches Domim B'Chol Abizrael, you should rather allow yourself to be killed. Yeah.
Yeah.